Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
What a glorious day we had so far.
今天真是一个荣耀的一天。
We got to witness baptism where the sisters publicly confess Jesus as Lord and commit themselves to following Christ.
我们得以在这里见证我们的几位姐妹，她们委身基督，承认基督是他们的主。
And we also get to gather because we get to celebrate the death and the resurrection, particularly the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也很高兴在这里可以来庆祝我们主耶稣从死里复活。
See, the resurrection of Jesus is a historical reality.
主耶稣从死里复活是一个历史上的一个事实。
See, the tomb is empty.
他的坟墓是空的。
And that through Christ's resurrection, he has victory over Satan, sin, and death.
借着他从死里复活，他已经得胜了撒旦，得胜了死亡和罪。
And through his resurrection, we might walk in newness of life.
也借着他的从死里复活，我们可以一举一动可以有新生的样式。
And so if you're here this morning and you don't know much about Christianity,
如果今天早上你在这里，你还不太对我们的基督的信仰不是很了解的话，
And maybe you're not a Christian this morning,
也许你还不是一个基督徒。
Then Easter is an invitation for you to turn from your sins and to come to Christ.
复活节是一个好的机会给你来转向基督，来承认你的罪。
And so during this Resurrection Sunday, we have an opportunity to further reflect on the magnificent glory of the exaltation of Christ.
所以在这个复活节的早晨，我们有机会再来进一步的来思想主耶稣从死里复活，升为至高的伟大荣耀。
And so this morning we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11.
我们要看的经文是在腓立比书二章九到十一节。
And so if you have your Bible, then I would encourage you to turn there to Philippians.
如果你带着你的圣经，请打开。
Because we believe as a church, we believe that the Bible is God's inspired word.
因为我们相信，我们教会都相信，圣经是神的话语，神默示的。
It is authoritative.
它的话上面的话语是可信可靠的。
It is inerrant.
是无误的。
And is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training us in righteousness, so that we may be complete and equipped for every good work.
是于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。叫我们得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So our text in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, it begins with the word therefore.
所以我们今天要看的经文的第九节，一开始呢是所以开头的。
Now this word is important because it is pointing us back to what Paul said previously.
这个词呢很重要，因为这个词呢把我们指向保罗之前所说的话。
Without the therefore, there won't be the resurrection and the exaltation of Christ.
因为没有之前所说到的内容，就没有复活和升为至高。
The previous context explains the reason for why God has highly exalted Christ.
这个这节经文之前的经文就讲到了为什么神把耶稣升为至高。
And explains why God bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
也解释了为什么神赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
The previous context explains the results of Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11.
所以前面的经文呢，就解释了九到十一节的结果。
Now, if you were here during Good Friday, then we have learned about the humiliation of Christ found in verses 5 to 8.
如果你受难日周五在这里的话呢，那一天我们讲到了基督的降杯，讲到的是腓立比书二章五到八节。
And so let's do a little brief review.
我们就来做一个回顾。
Jesus Christ is God and was always God for all eternity.
基督是神，而且他在永恒里面从来永远都是神。
He's the second person of the Trinity.
他是三位一体当中的第二位。
And we've learned that the eternal God the Son chose to step down from heaven and became man in order to bear the curse of God for sinners.
三位一体当中这位子神，他选择从天上下来，变成为一个人，以至于他可以背负罪人，神对罪人的所有的那个咒诅。
Now, let me just illustrate this passage by using music.
我想现在用音乐呢来做一个比方。
Now you're listening to a beautiful orchestra.
想象你现在正在听一个很美妙的音乐。
You can think of Christ's humiliation as the descending scale.
你可以想象耶稣的降杯就像一个下行的一个音阶。
It means that the volume is just the notes are going lower in pitch.
它的音呢是越来越低的。
And so God the Son had all the glory in eternity past alongside God the Father and God the Spirit.
这位子神呢他在永恒里面是跟父神和圣灵是享有同样的荣耀的。
But God the Son entered into the state of humiliation by becoming man whose name is Jesus.
但是呢 他选择降卑成为一个人成为一个叫耶稣的人。
And so Jesus condescended downward in humiliation by taking the form of a slave and being born in the likeness of men.
所以耶稣呢降卑，他取了奴仆的形象，而且身为人的样式。
And so the lowest state of humiliation was when Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
他降卑的最降到最低的。地步的时候呢就是他顺服神以至于死而且死在十字架上
See the previous text this passage explains why Jesus was highly exalted
所以呢之前的经文呢就解释了为什么耶稣被升为至高
It's because of his humility
因为他的降卑
It's because of his perfect obedience to his father
因为他对父神的完全的顺服
It's because of his suffering
也因为他的痛苦
Because of his death.
也因为他的死。
And now in verse 9, the music starts to change drastically.
在第九节的时候，这个音乐呢就完全的变了。
Suddenly the volume goes from low to high and moving towards a crescendo.
突然之间呢，音量呢越来越大，而且呢音呢越来越高。
And therefore, because of the humiliation of Christ,
因为呢借着他的降卑。
Because Christ went down to the lowest of low for us.
因为他降到最卑微的地步。
God the Father has done two things for his son.
所以呢父神呢就为他的儿子做了两件事。
First, he has highly exalted him.
第一件事呢就是把他高举。
It means you raise someone to the loftiest height.
就是把他高举到一个很高的地位。
It means to exalt someone beyond measure.
到一个不可比拟的一个地位。
Really, this is a massive exaltation.
这就是升为至高。
That God has lifted up His Son, the God-Man, in the most glorious way as possible.
父神呢就把他的儿子，那位既是神又是人的，把他用给他一个最荣耀的地位。
Now Paul here doesn't use the word resurrection of Christ.
保罗在这里呢并没有用复活这个词。
He immediately speaks of his exaltation.
他直接呢就讲到升为至高。
But it's not like Paul just forgot about the resurrection of Christ.
并不是说保罗他忘记了复活这个事情。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul talks about knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection.
因为在腓立比书的三章十节保罗说到了认识基督晓得他复活的大能。
Nevertheless, the resurrection of Christ is implied here in this verse.
在这里呢，其实就提到了他的复活。
The resurrection of Christ was the first step towards the exaltation of Christ.
主耶稣的复活呢，是他得以升高的第一步。
The resurrection was the first glorious event after his death and burial.
在主耶稣的死和埋葬之后发生的第一件荣耀的事件，就是主的复活。
Peter declared these words in Acts chapter 2, verses 32-33.
彼得在《使徒行传》的二章三十二节呢，也讲到这件事。
Peter says, "This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing."
彼得在使徒行传二章三十二到三十三节这样讲这耶稣神已经叫他复活了我们都为这事做见证他既被神 的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
You see, the exaltation of Christ also includes the ascension of Christ.
主耶稣的升天也包括主耶稣的被升为至高，也包括他的升天。
See, after the resurrection of Jesus, he was on earth for another 40 days.
在主耶稣复活以后呢，他还在地上有四十天之久。
Acts chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that Jesus was speaking about the kingdom of God to his disciples during those 40 days.
在使徒行传一章的第三节就讲到主耶稣在那四十天当中，他是在对他的门徒们讲说神国的事。
And afterward, Jesus went back, ascended back to heaven.
在那个之后呢，他就回到天上了。
The exaltation of Christ also includes the coronation of Christ.
主耶稣的升为至高呢，也包括就得到荣耀加冕。
After he ascended back to heaven, what happened to Jesus?
他回到天上以后发生了什么呢？
He was seated at the right hand of his Father in the heavenly places.
他坐在天上，在天上坐在神的右边。
And Jesus has authority over all the earth and over heaven.
他得了天上地下所有的权柄。
And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 to 23, that our Lord Jesus forever reigns far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
保罗在以弗所书第一章二十一到二十九二十三节就讲到主耶稣永远掌权，他说远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不单是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。
And finally, the exaltation of Christ also includes the intercession of Christ.
主耶稣升为至高也包括了他为我们的代求。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 34, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
保罗在罗马书八章三十四节这样讲，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
As the risen Lord Jesus, he has been given the position of the high priest.
作为从死里复活的主耶稣得了大祭司的职分。
He is the mediator between God and man.
他也是神和人之间的中保。
And he intercedes for us, for his people.
他为他的子民代求。
Now there's a lot to unpack for each element of the exaltation of Christ.
关于主耶稣升为至高，有很多的因素可以谈到。
And each element just deserves its own sermon.
每一个因素我们都可以讲一整篇的道。
But let me ask you a question.
但是让我来问你们一个问题。
Why is the exaltation of Christ so important?
为什么主耶稣升为至高这么重要？
Why should you care about this?
为什么你需要来关心这个事情？
See, the exaltation of Christ is not an abstract theology that belongs in a textbook.
主耶稣升为至高不光是在教科书里面一个神学的观念。
You should care about this because your salvation depends upon this doctrine.
你应该关心这个事情，因为你自己的复活，你自己的永生是有在乎他的。
Acts chapter 5 verses 30 to 31, Peter says, God, the God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
在使徒行传的五章三十到三十一节这样讲，你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
You see, God has exalted Jesus Christ as leader and savior to give both things, two things, repentance and forgiveness of sins.
所以呢，神使耶稣 身为至高，让他做君王、做救主，赐下两件事，一个就是悔改，一个就是赦罪。
Without the exaltation of Christ, our Lord Jesus will still be in the tomb.
如果没有主耶稣身为至高，那他就还在坟墓里。
There will be no one to grant you repentance.
没有人可以来使我们悔改。
There will be no forgiveness of sins.
也没有人来赦免我们的罪。
And Jesus would just have just simply died and buried in a state of humiliation.
那如果是那样的话，主耶稣就只不过是死了，而且呢被埋葬了。
You see, the exaltation of Christ and the resurrection of Christ is why Christians all over the world are celebrating the victory of our Lord over the grave.
主耶稣复活，这就是为什么全世界的基督徒都庆祝主耶稣胜过死亡。
And so we have learned that because of the humiliation of Christ, God has highly exalted our Lord.
所以现在我们知道了，因为主耶稣的降卑，以至于神把他升为至高，让他成为我们的主。
There is a second action that God has done for His Son.
神还为他的儿子做了第二件的事。
He has bestowed on Him the name that is above every name.
就是赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Bestow means to give freely.
他的这个赐予是完完全全无没有限制的。
Jesus Christ has completely satisfied and fulfilled the will of His Father through the work of redemption.
主耶稣通过他救赎的工作，完完全全满足了神的旨意。
And so God has freely given His Son the name that is above every name.
所以父神就把那超乎万民之上的名赐给他。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4 says that God has given Christ an excellent name.
他这个名是一个美妙的名，是一个超越的名。
Paul explains just how high and lofty Jesus is.
保罗呢也说明了这个名是多么的高超，多么的超越。
That God has given him the name that is above every name.
因为这个名是超乎万民之上的名。
Now what is the name that is above every name?
那这个名是什么呢？
There's only one name.
只有一个。
And the Father gave His Son the excellent name.
这个超越的名是父神给的。
It's the name that is superior and ranked above every name here in this world.
这个名超越所有的名。
It'll be the name that represents His divine essence.
这个名反映了神的本质。
And it's the name that everyone will bow and confess.
这个名是所有的人都要向他屈膝，向他承认的。
And the Father has given Jesus the name Lord.
这个名就是主。
And we'll discover later on the theological weight behind the name Lord when we get to verse 11.
当我们待会儿讲到第十一节的时候呢，我们再来讲，在神学上这个字Lord主这个字有多大的分量。
See, God has a purpose for exalting Jesus and giving him the name that is above every name.
主神让耶稣升为至高，并且赐给他超乎万民之上的名，是有一个目的的。
The purpose is found in verses 10 to 11.
在十节到第十一节里面讲到。
Verse 10 begins with so that or in order that.
第十节是说以至于开头的。
So that at the name of Jesus, which is the other name given to Jesus, two things happen.
有了这个名，有两件事情发生。
First, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
第一件事就是天上的、地上的和地底下的所有的都要向这个名屈膝。
This will be a literal and physical submission.
这个是真正的、实际上的一个降服。
When Paul says in heaven and on earth and under the earth, he's talking about all beings of every kind in the universe.
当保罗说天上的、地上的和地底下的，他指的是宇宙里面所有的存在。
All beings will be in total and complete submission to the Lordship of Christ.
所有一切都要向主耶稣完全的降服。
And second, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
第二个呢，就是每一个口都要向主耶稣承认他是主。
All will not only give Jesus their physical submission, but they will all give their verbal submission.
他们不光是从身体上表示他们的降服，也从语言上表示他们的降服。
They will confess and or acknowledge that Jesus is Lord.
他们要承认说主耶稣是主。
Now the word Lord is more than just a title.
主这个词不光光是一个称呼。
It's the name that alludes back to the Old Testament.
这是一个字，就是在旧约里面就已经提到的。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 10 to 11 is an Old Testament allusion to Isaiah chapter 45 verses 22 to 23.
腓立比书的二章十十一节其实影射了以赛亚书四十五章二十二到二十三节所提及的。
God says, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance.
以赛亚书四十五章二十二到二十三节这样说，神说，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不返回。万膝必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
See, God Almighty is the one speaking here in Isaiah.
在这里说这段话的是神自己。
And that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to God, and His name is Yahweh.
万膝必向他跪拜，万口必向他承认，他的名字就是亚威。
Yahweh is calling all the ends of the earth to turn to him and be saved.
Yahweh, 他呼召地极的人全都来归向他，转离罪归向他。
And so Paul takes Isaiah 45 and applies it directly to Jesus in Philippians chapter 2.
保罗呢，把这里以赛亚书四十五章直接运用到以弗所书第二章，运用到耶稣身上。
See, Jesus has the name that is above all names because Jesus Christ, He is Lord, He is Yahweh.
耶稣有超乎万名之上的名，因为他就是主，他就是亚位。
See, the Lord in Isaiah 45 and the Lord in Philippians 2 are one and the same person.
所以这一位在以赛亚书四十五章里面的主和在腓立比书里面的主是同一位。
So this name given to him by the Father affirms his divinity, Christ's divinity and his supreme authority.
这个名是他的父赐给他的，就确认了他的神性和至高的权柄。
You see, what's amazing about the humiliation of Christ and the exaltation of Christ is that there's an ultimate purpose for everything that Paul has said.
我们看到在基督身为至高和基督身为至高和他被赐万民之上的名是有一个目的的。
And he concludes this section here in verse 11.
在第十一节里面谈到。
To the glory of God the Father.
就是使荣耀归于父神。
See the Father's glory, God's glory is the ultimate purpose for the humiliation of Christ and the exaltation of Christ.
所以主耶稣的降卑和他的身为至高的终极的目的是荣耀父神。
He has done all this for his son to display and to reveal his glory.
这一切的目的都是为了彰显他的荣耀。
People bowing before Jesus and confessing him as Lord is for his own glory.
万膝向耶稣跪拜，万口承认他是主，也是为了神的荣耀。
Now whether you're a believer or unbeliever, you will bow before Jesus.
不管你信不信神，你都要向他跪拜。
And you will acknowledge and confess him as Lord.
你将要承认他是主。
Now those of us who are believers, we will do so gladly and joyfully and willingly.
如果你是相信耶稣的，你会很高兴很快乐的这样做。
We will do so not under compulsion, but out of our love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们承认他是主，不是被强迫的，不得不承认，而是我们出于我们对他的爱。
We have tasted his love. We have tasted his grace.
我们已经尝过他的爱的滋味，尝过他恩典的滋味。
We have experienced the forgiveness of sins.
我们也经历过他赦罪的恩典。
We love because he first loved us by dying on the cross for our sins.
我们爱他，因为他先爱我们，他通过在十字架上为我们受死，先爱了我们。
And even right now, We gladly submit under his lordship.
就是此刻我们也心甘情愿高兴快乐的来降服在他的主权下面。
But for those of you who are unbelievers,
但是呢，如果你是不信主的，
those of you who have listened to this message,
那些你们今天听这段讲道，
and those of you who have not turned from your sins and placed your faith in Jesus Christ, the risen and exalted Lord,
那你们还没有悔改你们的罪，还没有转向这一位从死里复活的主，
then I have bad news for you.
对你是一个坏消息。
And you need to hear this with utter seriousness.
你要非常严肃地来听。
You will bow at the name of Jesus.
你也将要跪拜他的名。
You will confess that Jesus is Lord.
你也要承认他是主。
But not in a saving way.
但是呢，不是不会因此得救。
Because on that day will not be joy or relief for you.
因为那一天呢，不会是一个快乐的，一个轻松的一天。
It will be the most devastating and terrifying moment of your existence.
那一天将会是你整个存在当中最可怕的一天。
And you have no excuses to make.
你再没有什么借口了。
You cannot make any more arguments against Christ.
你再没有什么可说的了。
You cannot escape reality.
你不能逃避现实了。
You will bow your knee that you refuse to bow in this life.
在那一天你将要在他的名前面跪拜，那个名是你今天拒绝跪拜的。
You will confess.With a tongue that denied him.
你要用你的口，就是你今天拒绝承认他的那个口，承认他是主。
Therefore, on this Resurrection Sunday, I bring you good news in light of the bad news.
所以在这个复活的主日，我带给你们坏消息的同时，也带给你们一个好的消息。
Jesus Christ came into the world to die for our sins.
主耶稣来到这个世界上为我们罪而死。
He was buried.
他被埋葬。
He was raised on the third day.
他第三天复活。
And as the risen Lord, he offers you the gift of eternal life.
所以神给他，神，他给你提供了一个永生的这样一个礼物。
He offers you forgiveness of sins.
他提供给我们罪的赦免。
A reconciliation with the Father.
并且与神和好。
His righteousness.
并且给我们他的公义。
If you repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ by faith and follow him as your Lord and Savior.
如果你悔改你的罪，转向，凭着信心转向基督，并且跟随他作为你的主和你生命的救主。
Paul says in Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified.And with the mouth, one confesses and is saved.
保罗在罗马书第十章九到十节这样讲：你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。
And so as I slowly wrap up, I also want to offer an application for believers.
在我要收尾的时候呢，我也想要提供给已经信主的人一些运用。
Paul wasn't merely giving a doctrinal lesson on Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里呢，并不是仅仅给我们一个关于耶稣的一个教义。
Paul was teaching the doctrine of Christ to give us a practical lesson about Christ.
他在这里呢，要给我们一个实际的运用。
And the practical lesson is found back in verses 1 to 4 of Philippians chapter 2.
这个运用呢，就是在腓立比书二章的一到四节。
We cannot separate that passage from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11.
我们不可以把前面四节呢，跟后面五到十一节呢分开。
And so Paul says, So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit,any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others.
保罗在腓立比书二章一到四节这样说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯， 你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Brothers and sisters, for Christ, the way to exaltation was through humiliation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主耶稣他身为至高的途径就是降卑。
Even if this were true of Christ, then how much more for us as his followers?
如果对我们的主是这样子的，那对我们这些跟从他的人更应该如此。
We're called to count others more significant than ourselves.
我们被呼召来看别人比自己强。
Jesus counted others more significant than himself.
主耶稣就是把别人看得比他自己更强。
He looked to the interests of others, like wretched sinners like us.
他顾念别人的利益，胜过他自己的利益。
Jesus taught that whoever will be the greatest among you must be a slave.
主耶稣也教导我们说，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
James also said, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you.
雅各也说，务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
And so we are to exemplify humility before others.
所以我们要在别人面前来体现这种谦卑。
Not for our own sake.
不是为了我们自己的缘故。
We do so for the sake of the unity of the church.
我们这样做是为了我们教会的合一。
When there's unity in the church, joy and love for one another should be manifested in a local church, right?
当我们的教会合一的时候，我们的喜乐，我们彼此之间的爱就彰显出来。
And when there's unity in the church, we can do what Paul said earlier in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
当我们有这个合一的话，我们就可以做保罗在腓立比书前面所提到的。
That we would stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
在前面一章二十七节，保罗这样讲：我们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Let us consider this passage in light of the fact that we'll be celebrating communion.
当我们来领圣餐之前，我们来思想这一个信心。让我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your humility.
感谢主，谢谢你的降卑。
And for your humiliation.
谢谢你受辱。
I cannot fathom just the amount of love you have for wretched sinners like us.
我们真的是感恩你有这样的爱给我们。
And because of that, you are worthy to be exalted.
因为你的降卑，你值得身为至高。
And that, Lord Jesus, you are indeed interceding for us.
主耶稣，你也在为我们代求。
And so on this Resurrection Sunday, help us to be confident in this historical truth.
在这个复活的主日，帮助我们来对这个历史事实有信心。
Help us to worship you every day as our risen Lord.
让我们每一天都来敬拜你，敬拜我们从死里复活的主。
As you submit under your lordship.
我们也降服在你的主权之下。
Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.